Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast and online at thisweekinamerica.us. Actor, voiceover artist, producer Ian Ziering started landing national commercials at age 12. That led to roles in soap operas, The Guiding Light, and stage plays including I Remember Mama on Broadway. And that role that changed his life made him an international heartthrob. Steve Sanders in the monster hit series Beverly Hills 90210, only one of four series regulars to appear on the show for its entire duration, numerous television and film roles, and now Finn Shepard in the Sharknado film series and the voice of Vinny in the animated Biker Mice from Mars, a contestant on Dancing with the Stars, Vegas headliner, and for years he's ridden motorcycles on the road, more recently off-road. He's teamed with motorcycles.org to promote riding safety and education. Ian Ziering joining us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks so much for that introduction. Boy, you really covered my whole entertainment resume there. I appreciate
well,
and that.
You're
exactly
still,
my mother would have written it.
You're still going strong. In fact, she sent it to me and said to tell you hello and make sure you're eating properly. We're going to touch on the motorcycle aspect of this, and I know this relationship with motorcycles.org is really important to you. Talk about this relationship and why you're really focused on safety for riders.
Well, you know what? As a celebrity, I look at celebrity like capital. And rather than wasting that capital, if I could help raise awareness, if I could use that capital to raise awareness or help others that maybe are in need through charity work or whatever, then I think that's good use of the capital. I absolutely love motorcycle riding. I think it's an incredible sport. Motorsports of any type are tons of fun. But motorcycle riding is serious fun. And the serious part starts with training and education. The motorcycles.org or myfirstride.org would be the first place someone would go to if they're going to get a motorcycle to find the proper training. And right now, there's dirt bike school available to people and kids as young as 6 years old. If I had that kind of training when I was 6 years old, then maybe my mom would have let me have a dirt bike. And the YZ80 at the time was what I just lusted after. Oh, my God, everything was about that motorcycle, but I never had it. And now Yamaha's come out with a YZ65 that is just amazing. It's like a mini supercross bike, and it's spectacular.
You know, it's interesting that you've been doing this for years, motorcycles, and you start riding off-road. The first thing you did was went back to school. That training is crucial, even if you're an experienced rider like you are.
Absolutely. Training is crucial. If you're going to have a long journey on a motorcycle from the first ride through your end of your days, then you want to make sure you're prepared for that. And the best way to do that is with a training course, a rider course from the Motorcycle Safety Foundation. On top of that, having the right gear is also important because the bike and the technology has gotten to the point where it's as good as it gets, but then it's on you. So having the right gear is important, the right shoes, the right suit for whatever you're going to ride. I'm wearing an adventure suit right now, and it's high-tech fabrics that are just about space age. Inside them, they're lined with body armor that are made of light composite materials that go a long way to protect the individual wearing them in the event that there is a spill. The helmet technology is just amazing. I have in my hands right now the Shoei Hornet, and it is, I don't know, maybe 3 pounds, between 3 and 4 pounds, if that. It's so light, and it offers so much protection. It's got the DOT seal of approval on it back there, so it's safety certified. And it's available now where, when I was a kid, the only helmets people wore were the ones that kind of like strapped to the top of their head like a beanie.
Yes,
kind of.
Yes.
But now there's full face helmets and gloves and boots. And you know what? If you're going to get on a motorcycle, use your head. And if you use your head properly by taking the right courses and getting the right gear, then you'll keep that head on your shoulders and enjoy motorcycle riding for miles and miles with nothing but smiles.
And you may enjoy it riding to work. And we've got Ride to Work Day on Monday, June 18th, 27th annual celebration, promoting having some fun and adventure on your way to work. I'm looking at this, and some people may decide, you know, I saved gas. I didn't have any problems finding a parking place. It was a lot easier to park. This may start a whole new trend for somebody.
Right. This is the 27th year of the National Ride to Work Day. In the United States, there's over 28 million people riding motorcycles, and this is a great day for people to trade in their car for their bike and turn their boring commute into more of an adventure, more fun. There's bikes out there right now that have packs and cases on it, so if you bring a lot to work, you can bring it to work with you and bring it home. And then just the fact that you're on two wheels is always exhilarating. It's always, you know, when I'm on my motorcycle, I feel so connected with my environment. I feel so hyper aware of everything that's going on around me, not just to be safe, but because the exposure to it is just enlightening. And we love motorcycle riding.
Got about a minute left. Talk about what we as drivers can do to be more aware of motorcycles. And you see this from the other side out there watching and probably shaking your head at some of the knucklehead things that that drivers do. What can we do to be more aware?
You just have to be more vigilant. You know, you have to share the road with motorcycles. With motorcycles being more common, there's over 28 million people riding them. As the summer months go on, people get out in the sun for a little fun, and we just need to be vigilant, you know. And if you're riding a motorcycle, you can help the automobiles out there by not doing anything stupid. You know, don't go too fast. Racetracks are for going fast, not highways. Be safe. Use your head. Don't drink and ride. Don't alter your consciousness and ride. Gear up. Get a Motorcycle Safety Foundation training course under your belt, and then just enjoy.
Well, there's nothing in the world quite like riding a motorcycle. You'll find information at motorcycles.org. Ian Ziering with us on the program, teaming with motorcycles.org, promoting motorcycle safety. Great to have you with us on the program. Thank you for sharing all that information today.
Thank you so much, Rick. Really nice talking to you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.